It's Wednesday, June 10th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. The city of Fort Wayne announced the next group of residents of the Opioid Settlement Fund mini-grant program. Fort Wayne City Council voted Tuesday to hold off on a proposed downtown homeless service center until the fall. And Indiana hospitals are seeing a sharp increase in uninsured emergency room visits. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. The city of Fort Wayne announced the next group of residents of the Opioid Settlement Fund mini-grant program. This round includes money for a new program to increase access to recovery to non-English speakers in the city. The Language Access Lab, which builds language access through advocacy, awareness, and interpreter training, received $10,000 for an opioid service language access pilot. Executive Director Irene Paxia said via email, "The goal of the program is to address and dismantle language barriers that exclude limited English proficient residents from the recovery ecosystem." The program, which has already begun, runs through October and includes a specialized training series to equip frontline recovery staff to move away from translations through digital apps or untrained family members. Irene Paxia is a member of the WBOI Board of Trustees. For more on this round of grants, visit wboi.org/news. Fort Wayne City Council voted Tuesday to hold off on a proposed downtown homeless service center until the fall. The 5-3 vote fell straight along party lines. For the past 2 weeks, the proposed Anchor Resource Center drew crowds to City Council chambers to largely express support for the plan. Following more than an hour of public comment, Fort Wayne's Director of Homeless Services, Amanda Fall, and Mayor Sharon Tucker gave presentations on the project. Those opposed to the project cite concerns over the proposed location at 333 Washington Street, across the street from the Rescue Mission. Republican members of council voted to put a hold on voting for the funding until September. 3rd District Councilman Nathan Hartman proposed the hold, requesting further information about safety and the proposed location. But council members Roly Booker and Michelle Chambers both argued Hartman's concerns had been answered in the presentations given by city officials. More Hoosiers are showing up at emergency rooms without health insurance. WVPE's Mike Murrell reports it's a trend healthcare leaders say could put additional strain on hospitals and patients alike.
Indiana hospitals are seeing a sharp increase in uninsured emergency room visits. The Indiana Capital Chronicle reports visits by uninsured patients rose nearly 17% in 2025. That's compared to a national increase of about 7%. Healthcare leaders say rising insurance costs, high deductibles, and changes to Medicaid eligibility are contributing to the trend. Hospital officials say some patients are delaying routine care because of cost and turning to emergency rooms when health problems become more serious. The Indiana Hospital Association warns the trend could place additional financial pressure on hospitals while increasing healthcare costs overall. I'm Mike Morrell in Elkhart.
Indiana officials have released a timeline for recounting votes in Senate District 23, where Senator Spencer Deary won by just 3 votes. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the commission also announced it will not take up the question of deposing voters until after the recount is complete.
In addition to the recount, candidate Paula Copenhaver, who received the backing of President Trump, is asking the recount commission to subpoena voters she believes are Democrats who illegally crossed over in the election to vote for Republican Spencer Deary. Experts have said those voter subpoenas are unprecedented. Recount Director Evan Norris outlined dates for the recount. The last will happen in late June. After that, the Recount Commission will meet in Tippecanoe County to address the issue of subpoenas. No date has been selected for that meeting. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
More news in a moment. Thank you.
This music was composed by Patrick Collins, a student of Canterbury School. You heard it here on WBOI.
Here's what to know for today. The city of Fort Wayne was honored last week by the Nationwide Association of Mayors for its work to combat extreme heat in specific neighborhoods. Indiana Democrats have chosen Beau Bie as their Secretary of State nominee. And a new state law offers protection from summer utility shutoffs, but only for people already approved for energy assistance. That's who and what for Wednesday, June 10th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.